In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening to us today. We do appreciate it very much. And lots in store for you today. We got the question of the day I'll get to in just a moment. We've got a great story that we're going to play here in a moment as well, or a feel-good story, I should say. Talk about the Christmas Star, which you should be able to see tonight. Charlie and I might actually be able to see that before we leave the studio tonight. Talk about Hawaii and COVID. Lots of COVID stuff today. Dr. Paul Nathanson is going to join us. 2020 has been miserable. Is extreme masculinity to blame? Some would say so. We're going to talk about that with him. I don't believe that that's the case, nor does Dr. Paul, but we'll talk about that at 4 o'clock as well. Richard will join me at 4:30, of course, as he always does. John Diamond is going to join us at the 5 o'clock hour. This will be an interesting conversation. The atheist vaccine. In other words, what's really in the vaccine? What should we as Christians and conservatives be looking at when it comes to the vaccine? What potentially could be going on with the vaccine? We'll have a lot to talk about there once we get to the 5 o'clock hour as well. All right, question of the day. The KLZ 560 Facebook page, answer that there. This year during the holidays, 11% of households will have an argument about this. And the hint is November/December. So during the holidays, 11% of households we'll have an argument about this. Hint, November/December. Any ideas, Charlie? My first thing was two things I thought of. Bill's budget, like Charlie, or whose house are we going to for the holidays? But it's probably higher than 11%, I'm guessing. I think 11% in that case, Charlie, is low, but I may be wrong. So we also have all new equipment in the studio today. If you guys hear a difference in how we sound, that might actually be why. I know, Charlie, I was going to tell you, you actually sound different to me than you normally do, so I can tell the difference. Different. I don't know. Charlie says, is it better? I'm like, you're not as loud as you normally are, Charlie. Is that your end to me, or how does that work? Can you change that for me? Oh, there we go. Thank you. That's better. Thank you, Charlie. Much better. All right, Governor Polis, by the way, we'll have a town hall program tonight about the COVID vaccine. Earlier, Joe and Jill received the shot. Joe Biden and Jill Biden received the shot. He said afterwards that we owe these folks a lot. The scientists, the frontline workers, those who did the clinical work. He never mentions President Trump by name, just says the administration at the very end of the list of thanks. Takes no more questions from reporters. Of course he didn't. All right, this is, though, in my opinion, I shouldn't say the best day of the year, but in a way it is. Why? Because if winter officially begins, it's 89 days till spring, and our daylight starting tomorrow will start to get longer. So this is the day that I always look forward. I don't really look forward to it. I look forward to the day that it starts getting longer again. So I should probably say tomorrow is the day I look forward to, because I hate, literally, absolutely hate these short daylight days. They drive me crazy. All right, the Christmas Star also you can see tonight. And they're nicknaming it the Christmas Star. They don't have any idea whether that was actually the Christmas Star or not back in the days. But there are mostly clear skies in the forecast for tonight. The alignment of Jupiter and Saturn, also known as the Great Conjunction. And you could say that you've been waiting for this night for nearly 800 years. The conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter has not been seen on Earth since the year 1226. It will be visible tonight all over North America. A conjunction is simply when two or more objects in our sky move close to each other. It could involve planets, moons, comets moving close to each other, or other stationary objects like stars and Jupiter and Saturn, and our solar system's biggest planets. This one is called the Great Conjunction. Some are calling it the Christmas Star. The weather forecast is favorable for viewing the rare spectacle for most of Colorado, including the Front Range. A mountain wave cloud has developed just east of the Rockies on Monday morning, but that's expected to dissipate around sunset. If that does not remain, you won't have to go far to escape its obstruction. Otherwise, some scattered cumulus could develop during the warm temperatures, but most of us will have a great view. So when to watch? The time to watch will be just after sunset Monday. The sun goes down at 4:40 p.m. and the last light is at 5 p.m. The great conjunction of planets will start to become visible sometimes just after 5, Charlie. So as we get ready to come back on air at 5 o'clock, we'll have to take a peek and see if it's there. It will be very faint at first, but by 5:15 to 5:20, you should have a vivid scene. If I'm not mistaken, in fact, it says it in this next paragraph. To find it, start facing due west, then turn slightly to the southwest and start looking up. Charlie and I, luckily tonight, have a gorgeous view looking west out of our KLZ towers here, so we should be able to see it just fine, and we'll report to you at that time if we actually see it. It'll be a little more difficult to see Monday night because to the naked eye, the planets will appear to be just one bright object. It will look like a star, but it's the reflection of the sun's light bouncing off Jupiter and Saturn. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Up next, Purefoy Chevrolet, folks. And as we get to the end of the year here, if you're looking to buy a vehicle, now is the time. Purefoy Chevrolet. They're out in Fort Lupton. That's not far of a drive, by the way. 303-659-8311. Or find them at purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial is next, Al Smith. And as we get to the end of the year and even the question of the day, if one of those arguments around your house is finances, what to do, how to get there, Al's your guy. Give him a call today. He's a financial advisor, and he'll help you as we go through 2021 into the future. 303-744-1128. That's 303-744-1128, or find him at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Barber's Food, and that's Barber's with an S. They have got everything you need for this Christmas season and into the first of the new year. And one of the things, I'm just going to be frank, folks, we're trying to get you to establish new habits. In other words, quit running down to the grocery store every time you need some meat and order ahead at Barber's Foods. That includes prime rib, pork, bacon, you name it. They've got the salmon in, which, by the way, is delicious. Poultry, of course. You name it. It's at Barber's Foods. And if there's something that's not listed on the website they can still get it for you. Again, find them at barbersfoods.com. And don't forget, shipping in December is free.
It's nearly Christmas, and Barber's Foods has some great gift options for corporate giving or for your family members. Their Surf and Turf gift box features 3 whole Alaskan sockeye fillets, 4 Morgan Ranch Wagyu ribeye steaks, and 2 tenderloin steaks. They also have many excellent Wagyu steak gift boxes with ribeye steaks, tenderloin steaks, flat irons, T-bones, and tri-tip sirloin roasts. They've recently added their Beeler Family Christmas Morning Breakfast gift box, which includes the best-tasting non-GMO natural bacon, sausages, brats, and hams found in the country. For the hard to shop, they offer gift cards that you can buy at barbersfoods.com and print at home for easy delivery. It's their Colorado-owned and operated company mission to connect you to the families that raise the food they source. They look forward to serving you the best quality meats found from families they know personally. For December, on all new orders, shipping is free. Visit barbersfoods.com, discount code BEEF.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
But ultimately, it comes down to one thing, and the president said it best, real simple. If you don't vote, if Loeffler and Perdue don't win, socialism and communism will win. It's inconceivable to me that meat people wouldn't want to move heaven and earth to help get Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in the Senate.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We appreciate you all listening to us. And I know I say that a lot, but especially this time of the year, we really do. I know I appreciate it, our sponsors appreciate it, and it really is what makes us do what we do each day. So thank you all very much for tuning in and listening on a daily basis. All right, I've got a feel-good story for you. Darby found this and put it in the notes today. I watched it, and it's a very neat video. It's on Facebook. It's kind of on the internet, I should say. It's around Facebook, YouTube. And it's a family where the kids are sharing some messages to their dad via the recorded doorbell camera, probably Ring, most likely, from the looks of it. Their dad is a deployed Army serviceman, and he can actually then listen to that later, but he's deployed to the Middle East. So these are the kids of the family leaving dad some messages. Go ahead, Charlie.
Dad, I'm graduating from riding my bike now. All I need for help is to push, then I'm all going by myself. There's no training wheels, Dad. How cool is that?
I hope you come back soon.
Bye, Dad.
Hi, Dad. I miss you so much.
I always miss you too, Daddy. Babe, I never really want you
to come back. Bye, Daddy. I'm going to school to learn a lot.
Dad,
I love you so much.
Come on
soon. I love you.
Hi, Dad. I got a new haircut.
Oh, I love you so much. So, so much.
Hi, Dad. I miss you a lot. I hope we're going to see you soon. It's your truth birthday today.
All right, and there's some kids telling Dad, really, their kind of their daily life story. By the way, those of you that maybe don't like technology, I am guessing that this dad over in the Middle East is loving technology right now. It keeps him connected with his family in a way that he couldn't have done otherwise. You know, wasn't that long ago that if you wanted to connect with a loved one overseas and the military, you had to send letters and, you know, do all of that snail mail thing, even email. If you were lucky, you could do that. But with the advent of what's even around the house with security cameras and how cheap it's gotten, it's amazing what technology does in this particular area. And our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to all of you as families that have a service member that is serving our country overseas, won't be able to make it home for the holidays. And we appreciate and really do love each and every one of you, and thank you for what you're doing as a family for us and our country. We really do appreciate that. By the way, Andy had an answer for the question of the day. He just texted in. He said whether or not to gather. So the answer or the question of the day was, this year during the holidays, 11% of households will have an argument about this, and the hint was November, December, I think Andy, actually, Charlie, might be right. It's whether you're going to even gather your family around or not. And I will tell you right now, in my opinion, gather away. Unless you're somebody that's got somebody that really in the family is, you know, prone to, you know, illness, or, you know, if they've had bouts of issues with the flu in the past or something along those lines, you know, you get what we talk about on the show all the time. If you've got somebody that could easily get COVID and have complications, then yes, we're going to protect those individuals. That's what we would do. It's what our family would do. On the same token, I feel like we are causing so much other damage by not gathering together as friends and family that that's going to be far worse than some of the deaths that come from COVID. I was talking to my kids over the weekend, and you know, subject of masks and things like that came up. And let's just say this. The conversation that we had was, we'll let Richard share some of it a little bit later today, but let's just say this. The mask wearing that we're doing, especially with kids, but it even involves adults. When you're trying to teach young people, and Charlie, you'd probably know this better than I because you're the grammar Nazi, but when you're trying to teach young people how to enunciate and, you know, how to handle their words and do their things, and Charlie, I could be wrong in this because I'm not a teacher, but I believe lip movement when it comes to teaching your kids how to speak correctly, I believe there's a lot to do with that when it comes to watching each other and our mouths moving. To me, common sense says if you can't see how somebody else is talking, it hinders your ability to even know what to say and how to say it. In fact, there's folks out there that read lips for a living that can really see exactly what's being said just by watching somebody's mouth move. What we're doing with masks is literally hindering all of that development in kids. And we're really hindering that development when it comes to enunciation, speech, all of that. Because anytime you've got a mask on, which I've got one in front of me because we have to wear one in the building here, if I put my mask on, you can automatically hear right away how much differently my voice sounds than when I don't have a mask on. Do you guys all understand what I'm trying to say? So would you rather talk to somebody like this, or would you rather talk to somebody through a mask all day long? And just think about a child that's, you know, 1.5, 2 years of age that's trying to learn how to talk, and they're listening to mom and dad constantly or all of the adults that they're around speaking through a mask, and then think about how it sounds when they don't have a mask on. We are really screwing up, in my opinion, our young people and society in general as we continue to move forward with all of these stupid, draconian measures that we're doing when it comes to all of the different things we've got going on with COVID. So again, I go back to what we were talking about a moment ago in regards to getting together over the holidays. Folks, get together. Enjoy each other. Enjoy the holiday. Holidays. A lot of you will get together for Christmas and again on New Year's. We'll talk a little bit here in a few minutes after I come back from the break here shortly. Joe sent me something that's rather interesting. Governor Polis. He kept claiming, you know, before Thanksgiving, you know, don't gather, stay home, don't be with friends and family. We don't want to see a spike after Thanksgiving. And the reality is, if you look at the numbers in Colorado of where we're at with COVID, there has been no spike. There won't be any spike. And yet we did everything over Thanksgiving to hinder people from being with one another. Now, did everybody do exactly what Polis said? No. I think the majority of people still got together. Yet we still have no spike. Because what a lot are going to say is, well, there was no spike, John, because the governor said not to get together, so there's no spike. Hogwash. That's not true. Most people still got together. Yeah, the mask Nazis, Karen and Kevin wearers, you know, Kevin and Karen mask wearers of the world. No, they didn't get together, but the majority of people did. And we've had no surge of coronavirus since then. So we'll talk about that when I come back here. Before we do that, though, I did want to touch on this. We hit on this just a little bit on Friday, Andy and I did. But Attorney General Barr, of course, he resigned, which I think it's more than a resignation. He now is claiming there's no reason to name a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden or any of the election fraud. Well, of course he would say that. We have felt like for years now, year plus, I should say, especially these past 6 months, that William Barr is working for the establishment. Yes, he had some niceties to say about Donald Trump last week, but the reality is he's not on Trump's side. He's not on the conservative side. He's on the inside side, I should say. He's on the establishment side. He's part of the swamp as far as I'm concerned. He could have easily changed the outcome of the election by releasing data on what had happened in the Hunter Biden, whole Russia collusion, all of the nonsense that went on with the impeachment proceedings and all of that, which was a bunch of garbage, by the way. We all know that now. If they would have released any of that, we would have a different outcome of the election today. But, of course, that didn't happen. Barr said he didn't want to affect the election. Well, he did either way. And I don't think the man really understands what power he held when it came to the election in general. Maybe he did and just chose to do what he did. Probably the latter. He probably knew, chose to withhold information on purpose or basically, you know, squash it for a while. And then once he's gone, if somebody else wants to bring it up, so be it. But here's the reality, folks. Joe Biden will be president, most likely. If that does happen, he will name a different attorney general, and you will never hear anything about any of this in the future ever again. It'll be done, buried, put away. You'll never hear about it. That's why it's so important for what happens in Georgia to go our direction. We'll talk about some of that through the week. We do want to have fun this week, though, so we're not going to talk all politics every day. Andy and I will do some fun things tomorrow. We'll do Christmas movies on Wednesday as well with Richard. Richard Battle's going to join us. He's got some fun things to talk about as well. So we're going to have a fun week. It's not going to all be, you know, drudgery and you know, the downness and all of that. We'll talk about some good stuff as we get through the week. When I come back, I'm going to talk about some COVID-related things just to give you all an update and let you know what's going on. And just some of the nonsense that's out there when it comes to COVID and some of the things that even you all are having to deal with. Jared Stettman sends his regards. He wished he could be with us today, but he had to be out of town last minute with the snow and all the things they had back east. It's kind of hindering some things along those lines. So Jared is not able to be with us. So lines are open. If you want to call in and chat about anything, 303-477-5600, 303-477-5600. Love to chat with you. Whatever it is, just let me know. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, and he would love to help you out with all of your insurance needs. It's simple. It's a simple phone call, 303-662-0789. Call Paul and have him review your policy and make sure that it fits you and your lifestyle and you're properly insured. Again, American National Insurance, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Novus Auto Glass, folks, and I know it's that time of the year where we got a lot of other things going on, but don't forget to make sure that if you get a chip in the windshield, I had a rock come up at me this morning. I'll have to check the windshield when I get home to make sure I don't have anything that put a crack in the windshield. It's hard to see sometimes when you're driving, but I'll do that when I get home tonight, and you need to make sure you do the same thing because if you let it go too long, they become unfixable. So make sure you get that fixed right away. If you need a windshield replaced, they can do that as well. They work with all insurance companies. And don't forget, they can also calibrate the windshield after they're done putting it in. Certain vehicles need that. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus. It's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. As we end the year, please make sure that you have your estate in order as we head into 2021. Find him at klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
I am the ghost of Legal Future. No one wants to think about me, but I'm really not such a bad guy. I only need to ask you a few questions about your final wishes so that KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law, can protect your kids from making tough decisions. Stop ignoring me for an hour or two, and I promise to leave all of you alone. Otherwise, I may end up haunting your kids after all. Get rid of me for good at klzradio.com/estate so the future doesn't scare you.
The American mind is a unique thing. Something changed when the American colonists took the radical step of taking on the most powerful nation on the planet, the globalist British Empire, and we created a government of the people by the people. Kim Munson here. Tuesday, Princeton professor Alan Gelzo discusses the American mind and what it can accomplish. He shares his perspective on Frederick Douglass' remarkable story, the story of the American mind. Don't miss this Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Get a little Christmas music in this week, so thank you, Charlie, for doing that. I appreciate it very much. 303-477-5600 is our phone number. I'm going to talk for a moment about the five-star restaurant program. Andy and I talked about that a little bit on Friday, and it's something that's coming out in the state. Summit County now is going to be the first county to approve it. I want to know from you all, are you going to eat at a place that's a five-star approved restaurant in Colorado? Keep in mind, there will be certain things you have to do as a patron to eat at a five-star program restaurant. It will allow you to eat inside, but there's things you have to do as a customer. For example, it's contact tracing. For all of you that don't know what that is, you will have to give the restaurant your name, number, email address, and so on. It will be marked down where you sit in the restaurant, so that if anybody comes up as having COVID in that restaurant, they will be able to contact you back. That's why it's called contact tracing, which, on a side note, in Colorado, we've not done very well at, which frankly I'm fine with. I don't like contact tracing. I think that's a huge infringement on my privacy. I don't need everybody to know what I've done, where I've gone, who I'm with, where I'm at, who I'm around, and so on. It's none of their business. If I'm that worried about catching COVID, I should stay home. I'll say that again, folks. If I'm really that worried about catching COVID, I should stay home. And I think the same would be for anyone else that's out there. So let me read to you some of what's going on with these restaurants. This is an article in 9 News. We talked about it on Friday. But in less than 72 hours, Summit County officials inspected and approved 134 restaurants for indoor dining. By the way, hats off to those guys. After being the first county approved for the state's five-star program, the program allows counties to approve restaurants to open for indoor dining at 25% capacity, which honestly, folks, isn't enough for a restaurant to even stay in business, but it's better than having everybody on the patio, I guess. Gives them the ability to be open at 25% capacity, even if their county is in red level, that only allows takeout and patio seating, which, okay, I got to stop for just a second. Did some more driving around yesterday, looking around. Didn't go out to eat this weekend, but did some more driving around. And would somebody please tell me, I'm not a smart man by any means, but I do think I'm smart enough to figure out that outdoor patio dining in an enclosed area with heaters, to me, is no different than eating inside in an area where it's warm and there's ventilation. I really struggle with why we're allowing that. To me, it makes no sense. Bill in Boulder, what's going on?
Hey, happy solstice to you there, John.
Hey, Bill, thanks.
We'll get longer. That's good.
Yes, I'm. I can't wait. I'm ready.
Yeah, I grew up in way up north, and this time of year was brutal up there.
I don't know how folks do it, Bill. I really don't. My hat's off to them.
The summers were awesome, but the winters were really tough. Anyhow, I wanted to – it kind of actually ties into what I wanted to talk to you about a little bit. Over the weekend, I watched a pretty good video of a couple of doctors on YouTube, and they were discussing the efficacy of vitamin D against all types of respiratory viruses and ailments. And there's really strong peer-reviewed studies out there that show that it's not just, you know, COVID that it's effective against, but all kinds of respiratory issues. And vitamin D also really helps with some of those blood clotting issues that COVID that are kind of unique to COVID. And a lot of these studies are showing that the vast majority of people in the Northern Hemisphere are pretty vitamin D deficient. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you know what? I was talking a little bit about that this weekend as well, Bill. Please, somebody enlighten me. Why do we have so many people deficient of vitamin D?
Well, like for me, for instance, I'm not lactose intolerant. I just don't like dairy products that much. So, you know, that, I think that's a big source of it there. And I think, too, it has a lot to do with your body mass index. So people that are heavyweight or obese, because it's a fat-soluble vitamin, that affects the ability of the bioavailability of the nutrient in different folks. And, you know, unfortunately in America, we've got a lot of people that could stand to lose a few pounds. So I think that impacts it. And then the other thing, too, is that they're showing that anybody that's north of the 39th parallel, which kind of cuts down through like the southern part of the United States,
right?
Anybody north of that this time of year, there's no way if you're just outside, you're going to get enough vitamin D to be a benefit. So, you know, this doctor was saying that he was taking, I think, 3,000 international units a day as a supplement. And that was barely registering when he actually went in for a blood screen for that specifically. And so he's up to 5,000 IUs a day right now, which a lot of the studies are showing is where you need to be. And there's, it's one of the vitamins that has a really, really low, or I should say high toxicity threshold too. It's almost like you can't take
it. Oh, no, yeah, in other words, you can't OD on it is what you're saying.
Correct, yeah, I was really worried about that because I do it too. I was on 2,000 and then I'm up to about, you know, I've upped it to like 4,000 a day. So just, you know, out of an abundance, not abundance of caution, but just to increase, you
know. Not going
to
hurt anything.
You know, if I grew up, both of my parents were smokers, you know, so I'm probably at a deficit there growing up around secondhand smoke.
Could be.
So, but I thought it was really interesting. And, you know.
You know, and I read some of those same things, Bill, over the weekend. And, you know, I'm always cautious when I read things because not everything you read is always true. But if what you're saying, and by the way, everything you're saying makes sense to me. And I know that the foods that we, in a lot of cases, foods that people eat and so on, you know, we don't have near the nutrition than we once had. That's why, you know, even Dr. Julie on Wednesdays will talk about, you know, supplements and things along those lines. And I've heard from really the beginning of COVID that, you know, vitamin D helps. I did not know until reading some things this weekend that the majority of patients that have struggled were really low in vitamin D.
Yes, and it was kind of interesting, too. Some of the studies they did, they had COVID patients come in, and there was a placebo group and then the control group. And some of them, they dosed with like 200,000 IUs of this stuff, vitamin D, as soon as they got admitted. And that didn't, and they were vitamin D deficient when they came in. And then patients that were a little better with their background vitamin D levels, they didn't receive quite a high dose, and they actually did better than the people that were getting that bolus shot, that you know, upfront shot of vitamin D. But people they treated that had a better background level of it and then treated with, you know, like 5,000 international units a day recovered much quicker. So it's helping people recover a lot quicker. It's probably helping a lot of people stay, you know, asymptomatic or just not get it entirely. And it's one of those things. I remember listening to Dr. Paul, Ron Paul, about this, about a month ago on his podcast, and he was saying that, you know, this really boils down to a vitamin deficiency in a lot of instances. You know, there's a pandemic, and you just don't hear that much talk given to this, and I think it could help a lot of people out, honestly, not just here, but just in general. It helps fight off just a whole host of respiratory infections.
By the way, I agree, and I think, you know, just as a side note, I think a lot of the reason why some folks don't have vitamin D, let's face it, Bill, depending upon you and your personality, there's some folks that, you know, might be the only vitamin D they get walking from the, you know, car to the office, or, you know, the car to the mailbox, or, you know, the house to the mailbox and back in. Let's face it, there's a lot of folks out there that hardly see the light of day. I could easily see how this happens.
Absolutely. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not a huge supplement guy, you know, at all. And vitamin D was never on my radar screen, maybe as a kid, because you hear about it, you know, you get it in milk, you know, fortified with vitamin D. So it was never on my radar until, oh gosh, probably April, May, when there was some research being done with this, tying it to COVID out of the UK, actually. But it seems like it's not getting the attention that it sounds like it should be getting.
Well, and if we go back to even Trump talking about, you know, hydrochloroquine, you know, Bill, that today now has even the news media is pushing that, talking about how it's helping with a lot of patients and so on, and yet that's what Trump was talking about, you know, some, you know, 6 months ago, getting hammered for it on a daily basis, but yet that's right now what we're pushing again. So you have to wonder, do they suppress some of the stuff just because, I don't know, I'm so confused by a lot of what's going on with COVID, Bill. It's almost like, you know, do they really want a cure for this thing or not? Because the way they're acting, I would almost say they don't.
Going back to who's at the that character from Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. You know, let a good crisis go to waste, isn't that what he said?
Yeah, and I really feel like that's exactly what's happening, because we've got, you know, we've got the ability, and we've learned so much more about COVID from where we were back in March that really there's no reason for us to have anything shut down right now at all, Bill. You know, Europe, you know, they're now saying there's another strain that's come out that's more infectious than the previous strain, and, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I'm one of those, and most of you listening have heard me say this. I still am one that believes if you're going to get COVID, you're going to get COVID. If you're not, you're not. I think there's certain people where they just chemically, you know, in their own DNA have got the ability to fight it better than others. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not an expert in this area, but common sense, Bill, would tell me that I have talked to individuals that have been directly exposed to COVID that never ended up having COVID, and they don't do anything different in their daily routine than they've ever done, and yet they haven't had it even though they were exposed directly to it. And yet you talk to other people that get it, and they have the foggiest idea where they got it from.
Well, you know, it's important to remember, too, that it is the coronavirus is, you know, it's part of that family of the common cold virus as well. And they're finding that with a lot of school kids is that they already have a lot of the markers for COVID-19 in their system. Because it's very similar in makeup to some of the other coronaviruses that we are exposed to all the time. So to your point, a lot of people have maybe been exposed to it already in some form or fashion, and they've built up enough of a natural immunity where their body's able to, you know, they get the exposure and they're able to just shut it down without any adverse effects whatsoever.
Yeah, and I know, Bill, you believe the same way I do, that I'm not saying, you know, just willy-nilly if you're sick you go running around, or that you want to be exposed,
or
what have you. I would never say that. In fact, Bill, I wouldn't say that if somebody had the stomach flu or they had a cold. I mean, honestly, me personally, if you've got a cold or the stomach flu, keep your distance, because I don't want your stuff. I mean, I want to stay healthy, so I'm going to distance myself from you anyways. And I know you're going to get people that come back and say, well, but there's there's people out there that carry it that you know, don't show any symptoms. They don't know they're shedding it. I mean, okay, I get all that. Asymptomatic people is what I meant to say. And I get that, Bill. But in general, if we treated this with common sense and if people had manners, and maybe that's what's happened, Bill, is it's taken coronavirus for people to finally get manners again. I mean, when I was a kid, you didn't stand and breathe down somebody's neck that was in front of you in line. You gave them some distance. And maybe if we got back to just some general common sense practices, we'd be in better shape.
That could be one of the, you know, the upsides to this, too, and I've heard people talk about it before. It's just people's personal hygiene habits are definitely going to be affected by this, and I think for the better. I mean, because coming into this, I'm a bit of a germaphobe, so, and I've always, you know, like you said, if I didn't feel well, I would stay home. I wouldn't go to work and, you know, risk infecting other people, and, you know, you wash your hands after you sneeze and all those types of things, and, I mean, I've been in bathrooms years ago, but I've been in bathrooms before of a restaurant where, you know, there were restaurant workers who, you know, were in there taking care of business, and they left without washing their hands. So I was like, well, I'm never eating here again.
Exactly. You and I are the same. You speak my language there. I'm pretty much a germaphobe as well. And that's another one that you just kind of throw into the midst of this. You almost wonder, are those that have been that way all along and didn't just have to start being that way? And, you know, I, for one, am one where if I've been out someplace and, you know, you're handling all sorts of different things and so on, I'm not going to pick, I'm not going to go towards my face and rub my eye or rub your nose or do things along those lines, because everything on your hands, you've just touched all those things. And to me personally, Bill, it's just one more way to stay healthy. You often wonder, you know, is that some of what's making this a lot worse is people just don't have good general hygiene practices in the first place?
Well, and then we tell people that they have to wear a mask. So they've got this thing that's on their, you know, right next to their nose and their mouth, and they're constantly touching it and adjusting it.
Yep.
So, you know, they're taking their dirty hands and they're putting them right next to their nose and mouth. So to me, it seems like whenever there's a spike, it seems like you can trace a spike whenever somebody imposes a mask mandate.
Okay, last question before I let you go. If we get, which I'm sure we will in Denver at some point, we will end up with some of these quote-unquote five-star restaurants where they contact trace and do some of those things. You going to eat at one of those or no?
No, I don't think so. Or if I did, you know, I might take the advice of a guest that you had on over the summer, and just he said he just doesn't use the real, he doesn't give out the real
doesn't give the real ad, the real stuff. Yeah, yeah, that's a good point too. No, well said. Okay, yeah. Bill, thanks. Good stuff as always. I appreciate you calling in. We'll take a quick timeout. Ascent Health Center is coming up next, folks. And as we just got done talking about, when it comes to immunity and keeping your system up, and vitamin D and all those things, Dr. Julie can help you with everything we just mentioned and give you what you need to stay healthy. And if you don't feel well, she can also help with that. Dr. Julie Marchio at Ascent Health Center, 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
A good shop, folks. If you've been involved in an accident, or if something happens even over the holidays and you are in an accident, that's the worst time to have one. But hey, accidents happen. That's why they're called accidents. If you need a shop to help you get your vehicle back on the road and looking good again, we've got the place to go. A good shop. Two locations in North Glen, one in Commerce City. It is a good shop, and they work with all insurance companies, of course, and they're certified as well. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding A Good Shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at RushToReason.com and run your ideas by him today.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thank you all for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. All right, so the five-star program in Colorado, it is being rolled out. It is in Summit County as we speak. They had less than 200 applied, and 134 have already been approved. Some of the extra precautions they have to take include recording the customer's names and information for contact tracing. As I said earlier, screening for symptoms, which, by the way, is a complete waste of time, and updated ventilation systems when needed. Somebody actually texted in, too, and said that the reason why the tent thing works better than inside is because the tents have more ventilation. Well, I would buy that, other than when it's really cold outside and they close the tent up. Then how does that help? Again, folks, a closed tent with heaters inside, or an enclosed patio with heaters inside, even though it may be quote-unquote considered outside, how is that, at the end of the day, when it comes to the spreading of COVID, how is that any different than eating inside the restaurant? I am, folks, I'm confused, because none of that makes any sense to me. I'm just a lay guy. I just sort of look at this thing with common sense, and I know I'm not the epidemiologist and the expert, but folks, I do know this. If we continue to do the things we're doing, we're going to continue to destroy more and more businesses, and it's not going to matter when it's all said and done anyways. That's my view of this. And as we speak, we are destroying businesses. Yes, I know there's another round of stimulus that maybe is even being voted on as we speak, or maybe it's passed. I haven't checked lately, but I don't see that what we're doing makes any sense whatsoever. John and Cheyenne, you're up.
John, how are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Very well. This John Saturday.
Hey, thanks. Got all new equipment, though, so it's kind of nice. Not complaining.
Nice. No, I hear you. But I had a whole bunch of chores to do, and having John and the guys not on in the background kind of slows it down.
Oh, I hear you. Thank you.
Hey, quick question. So on this tracing, you know, Kevin Flesh
right.
did that thing where he said, give him, are they going to ask for IDs?
That, you know what? I was just thinking the same thing. I don't know. Will they? Now, here's the thing. They could ask for an ID. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to give them the correct phone number. I mean, what are they going to do? Text you right then and there to see if it works?
Right. And the correct email address.
Correct. That, I mean, they would have no way of testing that right off the bat. And, you know, here's the other thing you could potentially do, which everybody listening, and this would be a way to do this. You can always get a Google account. Google has this voice thing that you can do where you can actually get this quote-unquote fake phone number, John. You could easily get a Google phone number and give that to them, and would make a hill of beans bit of difference.
Or, you know, we could just give them 867-5309.
There you go. That works. No, I mean, you're bringing up some great questions. I mean, how – and again, this is how ineffective I believe these type of programs really are is – you know, you're going to have some people that are just going to rattle off the name and phone. I get it. Okay, they're just going to say, oh, yeah, here's my name, my number. They don't care. I mean, they could care less if Big Brother's watching every move they make. Some aren't going to care at all, John. They're just going to rattle everything off. But there's going to be some that are like you and I where if you do want to go eat at a restaurant inside, you're just going to give them some fake information and move on.
Well, you know, my wife and I, we always do a ski trip, usually middle of January, and hit the cross-country areas down along I-70 in the mountains. And, you know, we usually go out to lunch or dinner when we're done skiing and stuff. You know, am I going to have to show my ID? Because then I ain't going out. But if I don't have to show my ID, I'll just tell them my name is John Smith or, you know, whatever.
Well,
so I'm going to tell them my name's John Rush.
You know, be my guest. I mean, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, John, if they don't have a correct cell phone and email, well, I mean, what are they going to send a letter? Are they going to come to your house? I mean, you know, and again, there's so many ways to even carry ID around that's not even the real ID that shows your real address. Well, again, how are they going to verify that stuff?
Exactly. So that's why I'm wondering. This is just another feel-good thing put out by the liberals to try to make people feel good.
Well, or let me ask you this, John. Let me ask you. I'll ask you this in response. Or is this a way to get us conditioned to where once they start doing this for other things besides COVID, are they just conditioning us to get used to this stuff?
Exactly. We've talked about this before, that this is just the mask is just a form of brainwashing. I mean, I'm on I-25 heading north of Wellington. Now, you know the stretch between Wellington and Cheyenne. And some girl passed me. This was yesterday. Some girl passed me, and she had her mask on while she was driving on I-25 by herself in the car.
Unbelievable.
It's a form of brainwashing. They've got people so convinced that the mask is the be-all and catch-all, and you're not going to get sick if you wear a mask, that you get the dirty... Have you been getting the dirty looks in the parking lots when you're walking to or from a store without the mask on?
I get dirty looks all the time, because even as people may be outside waiting in line to go in the store, I don't put that bloody thing on until I'm actually ready to enter, and you know you're going to not be able to enter if you don't. But outside, I don't wear the bloody thing at all. And yeah, you get the stink eye.
Yeah, but you get the dirty look. I give it back. But what did the Surgeon General say? I mean, he said, if you can't social distance, wear a mask. Well, right. If I'm outside and I'm 5 or 6 feet from you, then I'm doing everything he said, so I don't need to wear a friggin' mask.
We have taken this thing, John, to a level that I never thought this country would allow, honestly. I didn't think that would ever happen. Shows how dumb I was.
The one good thing I'm going to say about it right now is I'm seeing a lot of Colorado license plates in Laramie and Cheyenne at the restaurants.
That's good. Almost drove up there last night thinking about you guys. So, no, it's good to hear, John.
Yeah. All right, John. Have a great one.
Hey, you too, man. Really appreciate you calling in. Thanks. Merry Christmas. If I don't hear from you in the near future, Enchanted Kitchens, folks, is next. If you want that part of your house to be that enchanted place, that's what they do. It's Enchanted Kitchens. Find them at klzradio.com.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening. One of the other things, too, that I noticed over the weekend, and maybe some of you saw this, maybe you didn't, but there was a video going around where there was this press conference where they were giving a vaccination to someone. It was this big to-do. I don't remember who was in it, but it was this big to-do. But if you watched closely the actual vaccination, they never depressed the plunger on the syringe, which means they stuck the needle in the guy's arm, pulled it out. They never once pushed down on the syringe to give the guy any kind of a vaccination. So you have to ask yourself, how much of this is just role-playing that's going on? And I'll tell you, folks, I think a ton. Do I believe in conspiracies? Oh, I don't know if it's so much conspiracies as it's just they're trying to deceive the American public. I don't think that's a conspiracy on my part. I think there's a lot of deception going on when it comes to COVID. Is COVID real? Yes. But has it been played up to the utmost? Absolutely, it has been. Can it kill people? Yeah, so can driving. So does smoking. So does cancer. So does heart disease. So does diabetes. So does giving birth. Folks, I can go down the list. Lots of things cause us to die.
Yeah, but it's not 200 and some thousand.
Oh, okay, you know, there's lots of things that make us die on an annual basis. And it's amazing we've cured the common cold and the flu, because there's no cases of that anymore. It's all COVID. You can get shot by a gun and die, and it's COVID that killed you, as in the case of Grand County. Two cases up there of that, by the way, which the coroner up there just had a fit. Good for them, by the way. We have taken this to a level and used it and politicized it. Like, I'll be honest, I never thought possible. I really didn't. I remember back when this thing first started, I would tell Charlie, Dan, others, oh, this will pass. Don't worry. It's going to go away. Huh. We're still dealing with it in December. We started this nonsense in February. It's been almost a year. Question is it ever going to end? I honestly, folks, I don't have that answer. I would have told you a while back they would have been gone by now. I thought after the election it would be gone. I've been so wrong on all of this that, man, they are playing this thing up for all it's worth. Makes you wonder now if it's ever going to end. And again, I don't have that answer. I do know this, though. Our first hour is over. If you're listening to the replay, thank you so much. You might be able to see the Christmas star if you look to the southwest. Charlie and I will check that ourselves at 5. Otherwise, we're going to be back. Hour number 2 is next. Myself, Charlie. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.